Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from the Valley of the Sun.
Today, Jill and I talk about, well, it's Jack Thursday, and it's Land Investor Dictionary 101. This is going to be a thing now. Every Thursday, I'm going to talk about helping new people understand the terminology, the basic terminology of land investing. Today's equity.
And did I hear you say we're making an online version of this too?
Yeah, so I will. Our team is actually putting together a separate landing page or website with all the terminologies that we talk about here. And it's underway. It's not going to happen overnight, certainly, but when we get the .com, I'll report it.
Cool. I have some, I have to tell you, when I heard about this the other day, I had a few things that I want to throw in the dictionary.
Oh, good.
So I have some of our own terminology that we have
created.
Exactly. I'll tell you right now, I have Jillify, it's going to go in there. Bajillion, that's going to go in there. I also told Aaron, lickety split should go in there. And lickety split, the definition is going to be something like how fast your property should sell.
These are good things.
Right? You like this? So when you see it, I'm gonna put side hustle in there. You're like, and way overused term, you know, wholesale.
What are some good silly terms that are silly?
That's a bunch that I just have. Yeah,
W-2 job.
Oh yeah,
things like that.
That's
1099 job.
W-2 job. How about the 4 a.m. club?
Yeah.
The 4 a.m. club.
Yeah, like Land Academy stuff.
We're gonna put in. So yeah, there's gonna be real. There's gonna be. They're all legitimate definitions. Some we have just made up. Some words and terms we have just made up that you need to know about. We throw around, like, in my world. I confused you the other day. In our world, you're like, what does that mean?
Shotgun closing.
Oh, yeah.
Like shotgun wedding, but shotgun closing.
Yeah, we can come up with some good ones. So you need to know. And we'll give you a chance that you could submit some, too. Like, I heard you talking about X. What the hell is...
Like the hate.
The hate. Oh, the hate.
H-A-I-G-H-T.
Oh, I've got a whole list
There's
here.
There's a whole Land Academy of vocabulary we
this
can cover.
This is good. This is going to be funny.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com community. It's free. And don't forget to subscribe on the Land Academy YouTube channel and comment on the shows that you like.
Is it first initial Burton?
Yeah.
Okay. E. Burton wrote, besides the land tank and Facebook, what are other ways to get deals funded? I'm trying to keep my options open and be open-minded and creative. Is there more to that? No. Okay, cool.
I'm not aware of Facebook.
Oh.
And Land Tank, honestly, is coming down soon. Here's why. It's never been easier to get a deal funded, ever. I've never seen an environment in my entire career where people are throwing money out, saying, in a positive way, throwing money in, I should say, to get a good deal done. So if you're brand new and you're good at finding good deals, forget about the money. You're going to find so much money being dumped in your lap. It's silly. Go to landfunding.com. It's a website we just started. There's all kinds of products for you. Mm-hmm. If it's really, really important to you to get the best percentage that you can, as long as the deal's good, we'll figure that out. Mm-hmm. If it's important to you, you're a wholesaler, a real wholesaler, and it's important to you just to get $10,000 out of the deal really fast, and it's a good deal, there's a product in there for you.
I'm looking at this a little bit differently, though, too, which is most people are getting barraged with this. Like, I get barraged.
So
I'm getting emails all the time. I'm on everybody's email list, like, do you need money? Here's what we need. Here's what we want. Including one the other day that came in, like, we don't need to do, there's no background check. You only have to submit 4 paycheck stubs or 4, I'm not kidding, or 4 bank statements and we'll fund your deals. I'm like, what the heck is that about?
That's silly.
Isn't that crazy? I sent that to our team going, this is a little bit spooky here, what they want to see my bank statements to fund my deal. Well, if I've got the money, then why am I asking you? Why do you need my bank statements? You know what I mean? It's really interesting.
There's some idiocy in this industry.
So the big picture is you're cruising along great. You're finding good deals. You need funding. It's like Jack just said, there's plenty of ways to find funding. I'm more interested in who you're funding with and how the relationship goes and trusting each other and knowing that person and knowing they have experience and knowing they understand you and all of that. So that, for me, is why we're solving that problem with landfunding.com. So like Jack just said, sit tight. It's us. And it's either us personally or
vetted
there
people.
Will be exactly yeah. people we know and trust and have done deals with that are and understand you, so we can take all the guesswork and the scariness out of the equation. And then as far as the percentages and all the different things, oh, dream it up. There, nothing's crazy.
We're trying to not, because this has gotten so popular, there's like everything, there's really good people that are involved and not good people. There's predatory people, and we will do our best to make sure that that's not what goes on.
We're gonna look out for you.
Exactly. Today is Jack Thursday, Land Investor Dictionary 101. We're gonna talk about equity. This is why you're listening. What is equity? Equity is the amount of, from a strict accounting standpoint, when you look at a balance sheet, here's this, the simplest terms of a balance sheet. A balance sheet is how much you're worth, or how much your company's worth, or you have a bunch of assets on the left side of the balance sheet. I have a car, I have a house, I have some furniture, and I have a bunch of stuff.
A 401k.
I own some stock. Let's line it all up. Mm-hmm. I have $100,000 worth of equity when you line it all up. Well, wait, my house is worth $500. I have $600,000 of assets on the left-hand side. Assets minus liabilities equal equity. So I have $600,000 of assets. I own everything without any debt, but I have a mortgage. And I owe $500,000 on my house. $600,000 of assets, $500,000 of liability. Assets minus liability equals equity, which is what we're talking about. 600,000 minus 500,000 in debt equals 100,000. I have $100,000 of equity. That's what I'm worth in this world. Jeff Bezos, a little bit different. He's got a ton of assets on the left side of his balance sheet that are in the form of stock. He might have a mortgage, he might have some personal debt or whatever, and then he's got equity. And that's where, he's got a huge net worth. You could have negative equity. You could owe more than you actually have
assets. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have that.
Sure, more than half the country has negative equity.
Yeah, because you have a credit card bill.
Right.
Never mind, you can handle it, but it's still, when you line up the numbers like you just described, I make enough money to afford my house and afford my cars and pay for my kids' college and pay off this credit card. But when you do it like you just said, what I owe and what I'm kind of worth, not payments, that's, it can be upside down.
So what does that mean for us? What does equity mean for people who are investors, like land investors, let's say? So forget about all that personal stuff. I'm just talking about equity in a deal. Just looking at the equity in a deal. Well, I know.
That's good.
That the property I'm about to buy is worth $100,000. I know that, I can see it. I can see, maybe it's a house and I can see the Zestimate. Maybe it's a big piece of land and I have an appraisal. Maybe you just have so much experience, like a lot of people in Land Academy or like Jill and I, where I've just done a bunch of research and I know this property is worth $100,000 and I'm buying it for $30,000, because that's what we do. What you're doing is creating $70,000 of equity for yourself. Buying it for 30, I know it's worth $100,000, and maybe I sell it for 80. Just to do a fast deal and pay it forward. That's, you're creating equity in a deal. And you have created equity for yourself through that transaction and converted it, hopefully, back to cash. That's equity. Equity is a beautiful thing. How would an apartment owner create equity? Well, he would build an apartment building, buy the land, build an apartment building. The whole thing costs $1 million. He would rent it all out. He did it. This is the improvement way. There's only two ways to generate equity. This is the second way. The first way is to buy it real cheap. The second way is to make improvements. Buys the land, puts up a building. He's into the whole thing for $1 million. He has $1 million worth of debt, by the way. And so his balance sheet looks like this. Millions of dollars worth of asset, $1 million worth of debt, liability, assets minus liability, equity zero. 2 months go by, he rents it out for market rate. It's all rented, and now it's we calculate the cap rate, which I'm not going to get into, but he gets now an valuation on the building of $2 million. That's what a new investor would come in and pay based on that cash flow and the whole scenario, and the building's new and all that. That person created $1 million worth of equity for themselves. This happens with companies all the time. You hear about startups and valuations, especially on Shark Tank and all those places. These people are experts at creating equity for themselves. That's why Jill and I are here, to teach you how to create equity. This is why Investor Dictionary 101, I chose equity as the very first episode, because it's so important to understand just from a basic standpoint. People think we're here to generate cash and get rich, and that's part of it. But if you stick to just creating a lot of equity per transaction, that stuff's going to happen anyway. You are going to get rich.
I thought you picked this word because it's your favorite word. Think I'm kidding?
It is my favorite word. I know. I mean, what's better than what the scenarios that I just described?
I know.
Buy a piece of property for 30, sell it for 90?
Yeah.
80?
Right. That's what I'm agreeing with you.
Honestly, but this was on I had a license plate that said equity on it for years.
I love it. You had companies with that word in it. I recall. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, well, it's Jill Friday. Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. She's going to talk about her concept called Nowhere in the World Is dot, This dot, Possible. Dot. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You love equity as much as I do.
Oh, yeah.
We all know what equity is, mm-hmm. even if you don't really know the strict definition. Mm-hmm. We just call it different stuff.
Totally. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
I think it's great. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please check out our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.